The British Parliament has voted to delay Brexit almost 3 years since the UK voted to quit the European Union. The latest twist has set up one final attempt by British Prime Minister Theresa May to get her Brexit withdrawal deal through the House of Commons. From London, Europe correspondent Linton Besser.
The Speaker of the British Parliament, John Bercow, has called more divisions in the House of Commons of more gravity than he might have ever wished. He, the rest of the House of Commons, and the whole of the UK, mind you, are stuck in a groundhog day of endless parliamentary procedure.
The eyes to the right, 85. The noes to the left, 334. So the noes have it. The noes have it.
That one was a thumping defeat of a motion seeking a second referendum on whether the UK should leave the European Union at all.
The ayes to the right, 412. The noes to the left, 202. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
And that one, well, that one was to ask the Europeans for more time, 3 years after the 2016 Brexit referendum. It will send Prime Minister Theresa May back to Brussels to ask for an extension from March 29 to June 30, but it turns on a big uncertainty. She'll only ask for the short delay if she can pass through the House of Commons early next week the draft Brexit withdrawal deal that so far has been utterly poisonous. It will be her third attempt. Her first was lost by an unprecedented 230 votes, her second by 149.
And there are now two options left. One is to vote for the deal, get it through, and leave in an orderly way. The second is a long delay, and I think that that would be a disaster.
That's the Health Secretary, Matt Hancock. What would be most extraordinary, however, about the lengthier delay is that it will require the United Kingdom to actually field candidates in the upcoming European parliamentary elections. Arch-Brexiteers, moderate Tories and ardent Remainers are now seeing the whites of each other's eyes. Mrs. May is hoping the fear of a no-deal crash will force bitter enemies to swallow their pride and get behind the negotiated deal. But Matt Hancock admits delivering Brexit on time is now almost impossible.
Well, it is still possible to deliver Brexit on the 29th of March and to do that with a deal. That is extremely difficult now. The time, obviously, is very short.
No matter which length of extension Theresa May ends up asking for, it will require the unanimous consent of all 27 European leaders. They'll consider it at yet another summit in Brussels next Thursday. This is Linton Besser in London for AM.